Welcome in time for our daily editorial, talking with Jim McKinney. You know, as you are aware out there, guys, I don't have any television coverage as long as I'm living here until Thursday at 3:30, when they're going to come out and fix my cable. So I'm getting all of my information from YouTube and from what Jimmy is saying. I called Jim this morning to go ahead and record this daily editorial, and Jimmy mentioned the fact that Tucker Carlson last night was something that was incredibly important. I watched it. I watched the whole video with Tucker, as Jimmy did. I think that this video, number one, I don't think the liberals are going to believe it. That's just an opinion. I don't think they will believe it. Although they kind of have to because cameras don't lie. I will say I don't think it's going to change any liberals' opinions. You know, as Kamala Harris said when she was interviewed by a couple of guys on the East Coast, as she said, conservatives are simply bad people. Jimmy, I firmly believe what I just said. What do you have to say?
Well, I think the videos speak for themselves.
They were hidden
from the J6 committee. They were hidden from defendants that were being tried for, you know, numerous infractions, and from the events on January 6th, including, you know, violent subversion.
Yeah.
When you see the information that's out there, it definitely takes a different. Gives you a different view, but you're right. Some people, it doesn't matter. They're going to just feel.
It doesn't matter at all.
But here's who it does matter to. And this is why I semi-disagree with you that it won't change the outcomes. So independents are always looking for, they're complaining, they don't like anything, right? So they're looking for reasons to not support the government.
Right.
And of course, this information has been suppressed, and when they see it, and you hear things like Elon Musk saying that, you know, the J6 committee, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Adam Schiff actually were undermining rule of law and taking away, you know, possibility of exoneration from some of these J6 defendants, you know, against, I mean, basically basic moral right.
Right.
You're going to see independents that are say, what's going on? You're also going to see Republicans, and this is important. There is a large group of Republicans that were really offended with January 6th because of the way the media portrayed events that day.
I agree.
Very selectively showed the violence and the actions that were, you know, that were very, you know, disturbing.
Yeah.
So a large number of Republicans have really just were very angry about January 6th, including senior Republican officials. By seeing the full transparent view of what's happening, those people have to change their mind a little bit. They're going to be the ones that'll be a little bit more open-minded about, oh my, maybe I was tricked by the media, maybe I was tricked by the Democrats.
Yeah.
The Adam Kinzingers, the Liz Cheneys that are really fighting for something else, and not only power, but also just because they hate the whole idea of Trump and America First type policies. They're not going to change.
No.
The Mitch McConnell's not going to really change. But a large number of people that really kind of wanted to answer questions because they were concerned about the outcome of the 2020 election. And a lot of people that, I mean, we're talking a couple hundred thousand people that were at that rally.
A lot of people, Jim. Now, I'm going to tell you, the story on Fox is going to expose this, what happened on January 6th a couple of years ago. It's not going to compose it to hundreds of guys. It's not going to provide it for hundreds of thousands of people. I would predict that millions of people will see this Tucker Carlson show.
Yeah, already I think it's over 3 million. So maybe 4 million, not sure how many, but it's a lot. And it's going to spread.
Yes.
And it's going to spread through Twitter. It's going to spread through independent news sources. The mainstream media, NBC, is already coming out to target Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
You're going to see New York Times, Washington Post all say, hey, you know, he was selectively chosen to do this, and he's just showing selective pieces of this. Well, the media showed, the mainstream media, the corporate media, already showed the other side of the story.
Yeah,
he's showing the parts that were hidden. that's what the media, if they were doing responsible reporting, would be looking at. Why did the government, in trials for people, hide exonerating information?
Yeah.
That is really, I mean, that's what this is all about, really, about, you know, justice in America and actually equal justice in America.
Yeah.
But there was a political agenda that was put forth here. It was coordinated by Nancy Pelosi. She should have called the, and tonight we're going to see even more. So for those, you know, that hadn't seen this yet, I would recommend strongly they watch tonight's Tucker Carlson, because he's going to talk to a Capitol policeman that said, hey, look, they didn't allow us to get resources when we knew this was going to be a problem.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. When you say watch the nightly news tonight, you're talking about people
Tucker Carlson in particular.
I'm sorry?
Tucker Carlson's show in particular.
Would it be worth watching Lester Holt, in your opinion?
No, because NBC, they're not going to report on it. They're going to report, they're going to attack.
Yeah.
They are propagating the government narrative and the Democratic Party narrative, and they're trying to defend them, which is interesting because they are now on the defense.
Yeah.
Usually they're on the offense. From this entire event, since November of 2020 and the fraudulent election,
yeah,
they have been on the offense. And what you're seeing now and what they're hating is the fact that they're on the defense trying to justify it, the silencing of this information. And, you know, in my you know, experience in life and what I believe in the United States should be, what I think most people should be, is you should get all evidence that might show a different story. And unfortunately, this guy like the QAnon shaman with the, you know, horns on his head. And he was escorted around and by the law enforcement guys and thought that they were being friendly, actually prayed and thanked them for helping him.
Yeah.
And of course, he's spending 41 months in prison right now. And of course, you've got a lot of people now that are saying, wait a second, there's more information out there. They need to delay their trials. And hopefully, this entire false narrative will collapse. Now, there were violent people involved in this. There were things that happened that shouldn't have happened. People breaking windows,
yeah, you know,
breaking down barriers. But what you're seeing with this video is a different view than was allowed to be seen, which absolutely should not happen in America.
I agree 100%, Jim. I don't know if there's any question about that, but I got to tell you, remember my prediction. My prediction is that this is going to cause some real serious, probably violent demonstrations in America. That's my prediction, Jimmy.
It's possible, but it's not going to be by conservatives. What we're seeing, what you saw in Atlanta this weekend with the Antifa coordinated attack on the police station, on the police training site.
Yeah.
That is, I think, the mobilization of Antifa, the way that happened in summer of 2020, is what you need to be afraid of.
I agree. I happen to agree with you 100% there. Jimmy, with the new recording software that I'm trying to use because it's a lot clearer, we got to take a break. We have to do this in part one and part two. So all of our friends out there at the KE Report, let's not throw stones at each other. Let's work together. This is the end of part one. Now we're going into part two.